You're listening to SBS News.
In the end, it wasn't quite a world record crowd. 86,174 fans packed into the Melbourne Cricket Ground to see Australia do battle with India, just 5,000 short of the previous record set for a women's sporting event. So dominant was the Australian performance in the T20 World Cup final that the match itself didn't live up to the pre-game expectations. Beth Mooney top-scored for the hosts with an unbeaten 78, while Elisa Healy smashed two consecutive sixes on her way to 75. Here's how Fox Sports described the second of Healy's five sixes as Australia surged to a huge total of 4 for 184 from their 20 overs.
There she goes again. Now the fielder will watch it sail over. What a start this is. What a start this is for Australia and for Elisa Healy.
Although Healy wasn't quite the top run scorer, she did take out the Player of the Match award, helped by her good work behind the stumps, which included taking a sharp catch to dismiss Shefali Verma in the first over of India's run chase. Australia bowled out India for just 99 runs and secured its fifth T20 World Cup victory by 85 runs. After the game, Healy spoke about the win.
Just need a little bit of luck to go my way, and I felt like that happened in the first game against India, and I just needed to ride the wave after that. And I think just feeding off the crowd tonight was a little bit, was something different for us, and I just went out there, enjoyed myself, enjoyed the atmosphere, and we played pretty well.
Australia's men's one-day side slumped to a series defeat to South Africa despite a maiden one-day ton from Marnus Labuschagne in Game 3. The South African-born Labuschagne was the only shining light for the Aussies, making 108 in front of a host of family and friends. South Africa continued its resurgence, mowing down the target of 255 to seal a six-wicket win. After the whitewash, Labuschagne issued a warning to Australia's next opponent, New Zealand.
You know, the players in that lineup, I have no doubt that they're going to be able to step up in the very near future, obviously three games back at home, and put runs on the board. You know, when you've got guys like Aaron Finch, Dave Warren, Steve Smith, and, you know, they haven't got 100 for a few games, you should be nervous because when they're getting them, they're going to get some big ones.
Australia is through to tennis's Davis Cup finals after John Millman's second comeback win of the tie against Brazil in Adelaide. At one set all against Thiago Monteiro, the scores locked at 3-3 in the third set tiebreak. Millman kept his cool to secure the match and with it a 3-2 victory. Here's how Channel 9 described the moment Australia booked a ticket to the finals in November.
Incredible performance from John Millman as these two players embrace at the net. What a match that goes the distance. Two epic three-set wins, both over 3 hours. And now the embrace with his captain, Leighton Hewitt.
And after the emotion of the win had calmed a little, Hewitt spoke to the media about what the win meant.
What a performance. That's what Davis Cup tennis is all about. For us to get the atmosphere here in Adelaide, the home ground advantage, we were able to use that to our momentum today. The boys left it all out there in the doubles, came up just short. Johnny had to come out here and back up what he did yesterday. And what a performance. You know, that's going to go down as one of the great weekends in his career.
November's finals take place in Madrid. The Perth Wildcats made a winning start to the National Basketball League Grand Final on the road against the Sydney Kings in Game 1. The Kings led going into the final quarter, but back-to-back three-pointers by Bryce Cotton gave the visitors the lead. Here's how SBS Viceland broadcast that game-changing moment.
Cotton fires over the top, knocks it down. The Perth Wildcats retake the lead.
Bryce Cotton. Well, it's a thing of beauty.
Sydney was unable to contain the Wildcats' momentum and went down by 88 points to 86. Perth coach Trevor Gleeson was proud of his team's performance in the final quarter.
That was a good stretch for us in the last quarter, obviously holding them to 13 points. And then Bryce, you know, hit those two threes to get back in front. You know, and in this environment got loud out there, but I thought the guys really showed the composure and poise. They were first class in the last quarter.
Game 2 is in Perth on Friday. In the A-League, Sydney FC took another step towards winning the Premier's plate. A 4-1 thumping of Melbourne victory on Saturday night left Sky Blues coach Steve Corica declaring his side would now focus on wrapping up the title as quickly as possible. If they do that, he's hoping it'll allow his team to focus on its Champions League campaign.
You know, what we're concerned about is winning, obviously wrapping the Premiership up as soon as possible and concentrating on the Champions League and trying to get into the final.
And the Sky Blues can wrap up the Premier's plate in a fortnight's time against Western Sydney. In England, Liverpool has continued its march to the Premier League title with a 2-1 comeback win over Bournemouth. Mo Salah, in his 100th league appearance for the club, levelled the scores in the 25th minute, before Sadio Mane slotted home the winner before the break. The victory was the Reds' 22nd straight Premier League win at Anfield, and they are now unbeaten in 55 English top-flight games at home. In the AFLW, there were wins this weekend for Geelong, North Melbourne, the Giants, Carlton, Collingwood and Melbourne. And the Fremantle Dockers underlined their title credentials, winning their top of the conference's clash with fellow title rivals the Brisbane Lions by 18 points. John Baldock, SBS News.